Gracious Lord, blessed be your word. May you bless the lips that speak it, the ears that hear it, and the minds that understand it. Amen.
Amen.
This morning we are coming to the end of Stewardship Month, and I have the privilege, the honor of tying together some of the themes that we have focused on. As I begin, though, I take heed from a little story about a little girl. She had the misfortune of sitting through a stewardship sermon that dragged on and on and on. She leaned over to her mother and whispered, "Mom, if we give him the money now, will he let us go?" I promise to take those sentiments to heart. We began in October with a mustard seed. It is the smallest of all the seeds, Jesus tells us. But when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree. What a beautiful image. We were suggesting, of course, that the smallest of offering of time, talent, treasure can, indeed will, have a big impact. And I feel like it's springtime here at St. Andrew's, a good time to plant. And I know there are lots of seeds among us. So we issued an invitation. Come sow a seed with us and watch it grow. Come sow a seed with us and watch it grow. But at the same time, we observe that the power, the love to sow those seeds comes from gratitude. So during the month, we explored a deeper question. How can each of us greet God with a grateful heart? We had two adult education forums during the month. Our first evening, we watched a video encouraging us to take in all the beauty that surrounds us, the beauty of nature, the beauty of a civilized world, and the order and comforts that it brings, and the beauty of having multitudes of people, all unique, but part of one world village. Nature's beauty, we learned, is a gift from God, and our natural response is gratefulness. Then last week, we watched a talk that had a different focus. Gratitude for all the friends, the family, the acquaintances that are part of our lives. In that talk, we heard a young man by the name of Brian Doyle tell us a very moving story. He was out driving with two friends, and he saw a car coming in the other direction, flashing its lights repeatedly and annoyingly, as he put it. But the car was trying to warn him that coming straight at him on the wrong side of the road was another car traveling very fast. In an instant, Brian was eyeball to eyeball with that car, almost frozen. Somehow, at just the last second, he swerved off the road, and the car shot past him. He and his friends were shaken, but they were okay. On the side of that road, thank the Lord, there had been no tree, no ditch, no guardrail. Now, Brian was more than thankful. 11 months later, celebrating Thanksgiving, he wondered, why is it that we give thanks on just one day a year? So he came up with an idea. He resolved to say thank you to a different person every single day for a year. So for 365 days, he reached out to somebody and he thanked them for the meaning that they had had in his life or the impact that they had made. In his talk, he recounted one particularly moving day. He was again out in his car, back home in San Diego, and he saw an elementary school classmate named David walking along with his mother. Now, the special thing about David was that he had Asperger syndrome. Now, Brian recalled how David had been bullied, badly bullied, in school, but he had always managed to let nasty comments roll off his back and to keep his head high. So Brian had learned from David how to be proud of who he was. So Brian stopped his car that day and called David over. And he thanked him right there on the spot for the positive influence that David had had. Now, David's mom was a few steps back. She heard what Brian said. She covered her hands over her face and began to cry. David and his mother, Brian realized, had probably never heard thanks like that before. Now, in that moment, Brian was reminded, and I was reminded as well, of something very important about gratitude. It's one thing to feel grateful, but what really matters is that we express it. Here's how Brian explained it. People don't know we appreciate them unless we show it, unless we verbalize it. We hope that they do, and we think that they know, and we assume that they know, but honestly, they don't, unless we tell them. Now, Brian was focused on people in his life that he was grateful for and wanted to thank. He wasn't thinking in any kind of religious realm. But it seems easy to me to expand his observation about the importance of expressing thanks into the world of church and God right here. Now, gratitude is a vital part of our worship every Sunday. We come to learn, of course, to hear readings from the Old Testament and the Gospel and, heaven forbid, sermons like this. And we come to reaffirm our faith by reciting the Creed. And we come to pray for our concerns, for people in need, situations that trouble us. But above all, we come to praise God and to say thank you to Him. In fact, the word Eucharist is derived from a Greek word which means thanksgiving and praise. And it's right there on page 361 of the BCP. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give Him thanks and praise. To that end, in the last few weeks, we've heard stories from 8 of our fellow parishioners. David, Reese and Rebecca, Gary, Kristen and Laura, Mark and Sarah. Many were stories of gratitude for all the many blessings that God has bestowed on them, friends, family, freedom, and the role that St. Andrew has played in finding and sharing that gratitude. I thought their stories were beautifully told, and I thank them for sharing them. Echoing Brian Doyle, several of them told me how sharing their thanks had uplifted them, how good it is to say thank you. Now I have one more story of gratitude to tell. It's my own. I'm the youngest of 3 children. I clearly was an accident. My sister is 6 years older than my brother, 4 years older than I am. And worse, my father was in his 60s when I was born. We were very close because he was home, retired, when I was growing up. He lived to be 75. I was 12 when he died. I came face to face with God in those terrible few days after his passing. My feelings ricocheted from anger to guilt to self-blame. My mother was, of course, beside herself with grief then, but somehow she arranged for a friend of a friend of a friend to take me fishing. Now, this fellow was a quiet man, and we spent a cloudy, overcast day mostly in silence, casting for snappers from his small motorboat. We spoke little and nothing of my father. What conversation we had was about bait and hooks and bobbers and the circle of life. Snappers, I learned, are spawned in the open ocean in the spring. They migrate to safer waters like this Long Island Sound and then return to deeper water in the fall. The lucky ones mature into bluefish and spawn more snappers. The circle of life. By the end of the day, a feeling of peace had come over me. I was able to thank God for the 12 years I had with my father. I look back now and believe that this fellow was truly an angel of the Lord, sent to comfort me, sent to cradle me in his arms in my time of grief. But it took years, nay, decades, before I learned how to be open in expressing gratitude, how to say sincerely and spontaneously to friends, to family, to God, thank you. For that, I have to give a lot of credit to a little church I went to in Weston and to St. Andrews. Now, for much of my life, I was a backbencher in my churches. I went to large churches where a clergy and assistant clergy did all the work. Then one year, God called me to a small church. He called me to be a lector, then a chalicist, then a prayer leader. And then here at St. Andrews, a vestryman, a homilist, and then finally the ultimate role, stewardship chair. Now, in these roles, I'm constantly saying thanks. Thanks to my fellow parishioners who work with me. And, of course, thanks to God for giving me the chance to serve him. And this brings me to one final point. And it's a keystone of my faith. Serving God. And today on Stewardship Sunday, that means offering time, talent, treasure. It's a powerful, fulfilling way to express gratitude. God is calling us to thank him, not in just what we say, but also in what we do. In our gospel reading, we hear Jesus telling us to love God and to love our neighbor. These are calls to action. So will you join me in responding to that call? Will you join the chorus of voices saying, come, sow a seed with us and watch it grow. Thanks be to you, thanks be to St. Andrews, and thanks be to God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.